With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump anticipating victory in November.
Exactly 45 days from now, we're going to win North Carolina. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. And we're going to make America great again. We're going to make it great again.
Mr. Trump was campaigning today in Wilmington, North Carolina. A new report says communication breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered the Secret Service performance ahead of a July assassination attempt on Mr. Trump. The report from the Secret Service finds fault with both local and federal law enforcement and promises major changes.
There will be an increased use of technology, not only to assist in communications, but also situational awareness when we're doing our protective mission.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe.
I've already directed the creation of an applied research and development section to field new technologies, leverage the research of other government agencies, and calibrate our technical security assets to stay ahead of threat vectors and technical collection impacting Secret Service equities.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian drones hitting a Russian arms facility deep into the country, triggering explosions and the closure of a major highway. BBC correspondent Jessica Parker.
The Russian Ministry of Defense said it downed 18 Ukrainian drones in the Krasnodar region overnight. But according to the region's governor, the resulting debris from one drone caused a fire which spread to explosive objects, sparking a detonation. Unverified footage on social media shows a series of blasts and a ball of smoke rising into the night sky.
The Israeli military says two key Hezbollah leaders were among those killed in an airstrike in a Beirut suburb. Lebanon says the actual death toll now is nearing 70. This is SRN News. What does your Bible study do?
It might sound like a dumb question, but it's really not. Lifeway Research has conducted a poll of the people who lead Bible studies in America's Protestant churches, and only 46% say the primary purpose of the group is to study the Bible. The rest are more focused on other things, such as service, outreach, or fellowship. Lifeway also reports that on average, churches have 7 ongoing Bible study groups for adults, with an average of 69 weekly participants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A resolution introduced by congressional Democrats states hospital emergency rooms must provide emergency abortions when a woman's health or life is at risk, overriding state abortion bans. The resolution has no weight of law and has really very little chance, if any, of actually passing a Republican-controlled House in this an election year. This is SRN News. Correspondent Wayne Perry reports on a Fairleigh Dickinson University survey at who's at risk of becoming a gambling addict.
What they found was that young males between the ages of 18 and 30 are more likely to be at risk from developing a gambling problem than the general population. They found that the general population of Americans has about a 3% risk of developing a gambling problem. But among young males in the United States, that figure is 10%.
If you are one of the tens of millions of people in America who wake up to a cup of coffee every morning, be ready. It soon may be costing a lot more. Brazilian coffee farmers facing the worst drought in decades. Vietnam, the second largest coffee producer, also experiencing problems. Officials say those prices may soon start to climb. More details at SRNnews.com.